Molly Young with Transitions Hospice with me this morning. Molly, good to see you again. Happy New Year.
Good to see you.
We can still say that. It's January. We're into 2018 now. And how did 2017 go? I know there was some growth with Transitions Hospice over the last year.
Yes. Yes. We've had a lot of growth, a lot of new staff members we've hired on as our company has continued to grow. We've partnered now with Presence Hospital to oversee their, to help with their palliative program. So excited about that. So a lot of new changes and new things that are coming for Transitions in 2018.
When you do a partnership with a hospital like Presence, they've got many locations. When you do a partnership like that, how long does that work, and is it your staff along with Presence staff kind of working together and trying to come up with this is how we do things, this is how Presence does things? You kind of meet in the middle a little bit. How does that process work?
So we're piloting the program right now at Urbana, in Presence there. And yes, it is a collaboration with their staff and our staff. We have gone through all the training that their new hires go through, just like if you were to be a staff member at Presence. So all their accreditation, everything that we do or that they need for our staff, we've gone through all of that. So we very much respect and follow the policies and procedures of Presence. And then so we are guests there at the hospital, but we do work with their staff members with our palliative program, and then following patients home into the community to make sure that they have a successful discharge at home, helping them better monitor their healthcare needs through our palliative program, and hoping to help reduce rehospitalizations and ER visits.
And is this something, did you go to Presence? Did Presence come to you?
You know, I think that it was just a mutual thing that, we had this program that was up and going in the area that we're seeing good benefit from, and just looking for ways that we could further that and help more patients, and Presence was a great option for us.
Also, this past year, you got a gold accreditation through, you tell me about it a little bit.
Yeah, so we are a CHAPS accredited, okay. Which is... Basically, it's an additional survey process that Transitions goes through to just checks and balances to show that we are meeting and exceeding, expspectations for our hospice program, and that that we're just going a little above and beyond. Mm-hmm. And it's not a survey that we have to go through. It's something that we chose to go through as just a way to show that, we are exceeding those expectations. Sure.
Who is the survey? Is it patients? Is it an outside firm coming in to see? Mm-hmm. How does who is the survey?
It's an outside agency that comes in and reviews our processes and makes sure that we are above board.
And all this, the accreditation, everything is great, but I guess maybe the way you gauge success is really how you're helping families.
Yes. And in 2017, we were blessed to help a lot of families in this area, and we're looking forward to a successful 2018. We hear a lot of great feedback and testimonials from our loved ones, and that is probably the most rewarding part of our job. We have nurses that go above and beyond. I've always said it takes a big heart to be a nurse, but it takes an even bigger heart to be a hospice nurse. Mm-hmm. There are some really special people, and the way they're able to touch these families' lives and be there with them and their most precious and vulnerable moments is impactful.
After someone passes away and you finish with the hospice care of that patient, do you ask the families that you've worked with to give you feedback? I mean, do you have a survey or anything formal? And is it kind of up to them if what they want to say, or is a lot of it unsolicited?
A lot of it is unsolicited. Mm-hmm. Actually, we had a family member that approached one of our social workers just the other day that wanted to write a testimonial because she was so happy with the services. When we do have good experiences, family members that, a lot of times they're singing our praises to our staff members, we might approach them and ask, hey, would you mind, doing a testimonial? But for the most part, it's them already giving us that feedback, so.
And that's really just kind of that, we've talked about it before. This is something that not everybody goes through many times, if at all. But your staff and the people that, work for Transitions Hospice, they know how to walk a family through this journey.
Absolutely. Our social workers are trained in that process. We have a bereavement program, too, that we have in place for a year following the passing of someone's loved one. So it doesn't just stop when their loved one passes away. It continues for up to a year. It can go longer than that, depending on what the patient or what the family's needs are.
I didn't realize that. You would think, okay, they've passed away. Mm-hmm. That's the end. But you keep in contact with these families or help them along even afterwards.
We do. We will work with them ourselves, or we can get them in touch with other, group counseling support groups, just to kind of help them with their grieving process. Everybody grieves differently. And some people, it's a long process. And for some, it's not as long. But we're there to kind of help them and hold their hand throughout the whole process.
Not that you have lawyers on your staff, but it's also, kind of the legal stuff as far as estate plans and everything goes. Social workers kind of help a little bit with that too, during the process, but a little bit afterwards as well.
So, yeah, they can. Mm. They can give direction and guidance with that. We try to, encourage families to work on those things ahead of time.
Right.
But what I found are some families are really prepared and some are just lost and they really have no direction. So that's why we want to be there to help them with those things. Estate planning, getting the final affairs in order, whatever we can help them do.
And, as long as the patient is still, has their mind about them, they can, help out with that as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Getting mom and dad's wishes ahead of time, mm-hmm. always a good idea. Just starting to have those conversations. They're hard conversations to have, but you'll be grateful when it comes down to that you know what mom or dad's wishes were.
And some you just may not want to have, but you do. It's a hard one, as
exactly,
you just said.
Exactly, exactly.
Molly Young with Transitions Hospice with me today. Somebody maybe is getting into a situation like this. We just went through the holidays, and maybe, they've got a loved one that's, they have just have some questions about, maybe they need to have this conversation. Can they go to Transitions Hospice before talking to their loved one and saying, look, I'm noticing this? Can you guys kind of guide them a little bit as far as to how to have this conversation and what you guys offer if it does come to this?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I always tell families, if they just want to gather information, they just want to sit down and talk, you don't have to commit to anything. You don't have to say, my mom or dad for sure is going to be on hospice. Mm-hmm. No, we can sit down and we can have a conversation. We can give you information, because people are planning for the future. They're planning for down the road, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. We don't charge for that. It's just, sure. You give us a call, we can meet you at your home, wherever's comfortable, and we can just sit down and talk about it.
Just getting the information. Like you said, you're no commitment up front. You're not signing anything. It's just getting that information.
Exactly. Having a conversation.
And because, hospice care is different from organization to organization. So
exactly.
Molly Young, Transitions Hospice, a really great place to start. If anybody does have questions, is a website a good starting off point?
Yep. TransitionsHospice.com. There's all kinds of information on there, including our contact information. You can reach out to our 877 number anytime, and they can get somebody out to talk with you.
TransitionsHospice.com. Molly, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.